Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy DJ Smell So Good, Wrecking the Game Entertainment, bringing you the business. Sunday, August 17th, 2014, it is going down live at Super D, 810 East Skagway Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33604. Big Eye Entertainment and Black NASA proudly presenting It Is What It Is, featuring the world famous I'm Not Dead Yet, Turned Down For What? Birthday Comedy Jam. Starring headliner in the building will be Mr. Sean Jones. Y'all see him on BET, Comedy Central, and Def Jam. Also on the lineup is Janet Dollar, Marlon Maxwell, Food Stamp, Motherfucking Patterson. And we got live performances coming to you from Man Montana with that smash hit, Stomach In, Ass Out. We also got performing live Mr. Wild Side. Going down real big, Mr. Wild Side. Jay's going to be in the building doing his hit single. So y'all make sure y'all come through. Doors open up at 8 o'clock. Showtime, 9:30 p.m. We'll be live recording in the house. So make sure you come through. It's $25 at the door, $25 in advance for the VIP. And if you come through with the VIP, you get to smoke, eat with me. You know what I'm saying? So we got that buffet going now. So come on through. Check us out. August 17th. Sunday, 2014, it is what it is. For more info and tickets, hit up Sean Tavia at 813-966-2394. It's the Peacock. Turned down for what? Birthday Comedy Jam, live at Super D's. And my boy will be turned down for what? Sponsored by Kenny Rush, and y'all already know what time it is. Sunday, August 17th, 2014.
Yeah, yeah. It's going down right there. You already hear it live up in the building, up in La Casa. Yeah. And what the hell is going on? Are we streaming? Let's find out. Okay. We are streaming live, people. I'm not sure why. Not registering on air though. This goes out to you. That's weird. Okay, anyway, I gotta get right into this. This is my dog Steve Melodic on the background music. I'm gonna be changing up the background music in El Segundo. But what I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm saying, is you know, you probably be on that edumacation, you know what I'm saying? I do be believing that reading is fundamental. And if you can't read it, you need to listen to some education. You know what I'm saying? Best education will not be gained through listening to Blog Talk, Radio Atheists, and all these old crackpot people that you be having up here. You know what I'm saying? Spitting all the craziness, regurgitating Fox News, regurgitating Rush Limbaugh, talking points and all that kind of crap. What you got to do is you got to go back and focus on community radio. I know a lot of states, you know what I'm saying, and countries don't have their local community radio stations, you know what I'm saying, but we do here, thank you, Lord, for that blessing, you know what I'm saying, each and every Sunday we have what is called the Sunday Forum, and, okay, so I didn't ask you, and each and every Sunday, you know what I'm saying, you can catch them from 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with your host, Mr. Otis Anthony. You know what I'm saying, and he does have co-host, you know what I'm saying, a regular co-host who happened to be out today, so a fill-in was Mr. Mobili, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of good points covered on the show, and I was actually on the Lions call-in talk show, you know what I'm saying, you can call in 813-239-9663 if you ever want to be a part of any kind of shows. But what I want to point out was some things that happened to me right here in the good old Tampa, Florida, and some of the topics that they had were discussing. Of course, it was discussing, you know, the bombing and everything that's going on overseas, you know, how they trying to just desecrate Africa on the low, but in front of your face. But then they also talked about, you know, the increasing police violence against young black people, you know what I'm saying, especially young black men. They talking about voting, getting out early, because we do have the voting, early voting that starts August 14th, I believe it's August 14th through the 24th. The actual day of voting is August 26th for our midterm elections. And it is a big problem that we don't participate in midterm elections. And that's state to state. That's not Florida. That's state to state. You go to any state and you won't see a high turnout rate because these are not what are the these are not so-called money races. You know what I'm saying? When you got governors and the mayoral roles and roles like that and Senate roles, all these are big money roles. The president, all these are big money roles. You know, and that's what, when they put the big money into and they spam you, then that's what brings your attention. But because your state representative doesn't have, you know, commercial money to put an ad out on TV or take an ad out on the radio, you don't hear that same type of exposure that you should get, because these are the people that have their foot on your neck, and I've said this time and time again. You know, these are the people that have their foot on your neck. So if you want to get mad at something, you know what I'm saying, you really need to get mad at that point. You know, because, yeah, you sitting here writing the president a letter. You know what I'm saying? You write the president a letter, but for what? You know, he's not in your chain of command. That's like writing Santa Claus, you know what I'm saying? When you know damn well your mother and daddy, you know what I'm saying, are the ones buying the present. You know what I'm saying? But you just want to play the game and write this old crazy-ass letter. You know what I'm saying? You know, compare that to, you know, a child's thinking. All right, so let me tell you what happened to me. All right, so we got down here running for governor. We got the current crackpot, crooked dude looking like Death on Wheels, Rick Scott. And then we got Charlie Crist, who used to be the former governor of Florida and, you know, had some issues back in the 80s, ended up flip-flopping, went to the Republican Party, and then flip-flopped, went back to the Democrat. He went to independent. He just went all over the place, you know, which I really don't care, you know what I'm saying, because truthfully our current political system should be like a church. Any church, it should be non-denominational. It shouldn't matter, you know what I'm saying, what side you represent, as long as you want to represent the people. The D or the R does not designate the candidate's intention, and it doesn't describe the job that the candidate and any party should be following. You know what I'm saying? And they want to talk this ideology. Government is government. There is no ideology. Government is a body of individuals that we elect, we place upon these pedestals to basically oversee the rest of the population to get things done smoothly. But then you get these, you know, people that get up here and feel like they are holier than thou and don't want to continue on doing what they're supposed to do, which is actually working and fighting for the people. Okay, so that's what that's all about. So 2012, I picked up a little felony selling DVDs down here. It's not a felony, people, but if you're making any kind of money outside, you know what I'm saying, the city's eyes, well, it's a felony to them. So put it that way. So all you dudes out there selling DVDs, just remember, you can't have no more than 65 copies total. And you can't have no more than 7 copies per disc. If you got anything more than that, then, yeah, you already know you are looking at a third-degree felony, and I'm pretty sure it won't be nothing but a fine or something around your area. But down here, you can get probation time up to a year and blah, 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 and all other kind of crap. Anyway, so I was placed on probation. I got the felony, you know what I'm saying, and you know, so I voted 2013, you know what I'm saying? I voted in 2013 for local elections, state elections. It was not a problem. Nobody asked me. My attorney did ask me. She was like, well, how can you vote if you have a felony? I'm like, well, I mean, when Charlie Crist was in, I never had that problem. Because as long as you did your time, you know what I'm saying, you did the crime, you did the time, you came back out and your rights was automatically restored. Under the current, whatever you want to call it, he took all that away. He reversed everything, you know what I'm saying? So now you're making it super hard for you to even get your rights to vote back. What I ended up getting done to me is I started receiving letters, notices in the mail saying, hey, sorry we've missed you, but the United States Postal Letter has a certified mail that you must claim within 15 days or the article will be returned. And at the top of the letter, it says Latimer, L-A-T-I-M-E-R. Okay. Now, most people, when you pick up a notice, you get a notice in the mail, unless you are expressly waiting on a package, most people don't run out to get certified letters because they already know it's just a bill collector trying to collect a bill. So why would you sit up there and send a certified letter when it has anything to do with someone's rights or their voting rights or anything that has to do with their freedom? So what I got in the letter, in the mail, was a notice, a final notice, that is, because they sent it a few times. I have to admit, if it's a bill, which I have received, I'm not finna go to no post office, waste my gas to go and pick up some crap that you just should have sent to me directly. With that being said, they sent me a letter directly saying, because that you did not respond to our notices that we sent you certified mail, you are now purged off of the voting rolls, and you do not have the right to vote. Right. This was so coincidental. Like I say, I voted in 2013 without a problem, without a letter, without anything. Up until the day I signed up for the Charlie Crist campaign and started sending out Facebook and all this kind of, you know, information for Fellas for Charlie Crist, you know what I'm saying? Because he's the only one that, you know, wants to come in and actually do something for felons. And I have to, you know what I'm saying, be up with that. Yeah, I don't care anything else about what he's going to come in and say or do. That simple giving a person's civil rights back because of something they may have done or may not have done. That's supposed to be human nature, you know. But yeah, so they purged me off the voter rolls. And so what, my homeboy, I had another friend of mine who was saying, you know, well, shoot, I'm finna try to write and get my rights back. I said, I'm gonna tell you, I don't even have none of the charges that you have. But yet I've been purged off the voter rolls. So what I would personally say is, as a felon, as any felons out there, I would say what you need to do is simply wait until Charlie Crist gets in office. And I guarantee you one of his first things that he's going to want to do is reverse all that, because he needs people to vote. Felons are a very big missing link to our voter rolls. You know, it's a very big missing link. And we definitely need to get that, rectified. So I'm going to get into one song real quick, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to come back and do a little push for H.R. 446. I'll go ahead and tell you what it is before we start talking about the police violence. It's going all over the world, and I mean the world, but especially here in the United States.
Twist on a beat.
400. I'm just looking for a Django.
Funny, ain't coming off the money. Now Facebook started telling everybody bumming. She told me she was catching, she can better pay a light bill. Pussy so good that I caught up with my night clear. She said, good pussy don't never get tired. I'm a witness for myself, she a goddamn lie. I got good head, good dick, need I say more? I'm in the pussy for an hour, trying to go far. You know my style, I bite her, she coming. My money, I'm stunting. That capping is nothing. If you're cheap enough to own, then you know I gotta keep her. Call the pussy, hey, so she got me in the sleeper. I'm the shit, not the ordinary bar threat. Not a three-pack, beat the pussy. wall like some bootleg cable. Some men in jail ride like a taxi. Bitches daddy calling me, wishing they were after. Never trust another, only dick I'm a feeder. I'm a duck in a pussy in my old school of theater. Like a Rona, the pussy like Dro, so I call Arizona. This the third time that I talk about the jingle, but the bitch so good and get wet like a sprinkler. I'm like a lifestyle, Chico. Make me wanna eat the pussy, got you no free code. Yeah, wet, wet, got me flying like some church shoes. Super stand in the pussy, this is Goku. Super cool and she better be tatted. The dumb dick made me buy a ring with a jazz I like a tatted up a dick, Nina Ross. Rick Ross to the pussy, I'm a fucking boss. Miss Howard, tell me where you at. I want you for the night, so we can run it back, yeah. Pussy out, square around, lit the front, so I'm headed to the back now. Yeah, she said she fucking with a vet now. John Cena in the pussy, yeah, I lit smack down. Yeah, you see I'm in my goon shit, I'm from Wild Side, baby, and we got that goon deal. Change up, change up, change up, change up, change up,
change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up, change up.
Yeah, right there, that's Mr. Wild Style. Well, excuse me, Wild Side. I do know Wild Side. Wild Style DJ. Shouts out to my dog, Wild Style DJs. But that's Wild Side J. McGuire holding it down right there with that looking for a Jenga. You know, he got he will be performing live Sunday, August 17, 2014 for the world famous Peacocks. Turned down for what? I ain't dead yet. Birthday comedy jam. And I'm talking about we gonna get down and we gonna get it in and we gonna have a good time. If you haven't got your VIP passes yet or you are interested in coming through and being VIP and enjoying two buffets, live entertainment, comedy. We got all kind of stuff we're going to be doing. We got some, you know, pick up free music from artists, all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Smells So Good. Or you can hit up, well, here you go. Don't let me tell you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this your boy DJ Smells So Good, Wrecking the Game Entertainment, bringing you the business. Sunday, August 17, 2014, it is going down live at Super D, 810 East Skagway Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33604. Big Eye Entertainment and Black NASA proudly presenting It Is What It Is, featuring the world famous I'm Not Dead Yet, Turned Down For What? Birthday Comedy Jam. Starring headliner in the building will be Mr. Sean Jones. Y'all see him on BET, Comedy Central, and Def Jam. Also on the lineup is Janet Dollar, Marlon Maxwell, Food Stamp, Motherfucking Patterson. And we got live performances coming to you from Man Montana with that smash hit, Stomach In, Ass Out. We also got performing live Mr. Wild Side. Going down real big, Mr. Wild Side. Jay's going to be in the building doing his hit singles. So y'all make sure y'all come through. Doors open up at 8 o'clock. Showtime, 9:30 p.m. We'll be live recording in the house. So make sure you come through. It's $25 at the door, $25 in advance for the VIP. If you come through with the VIP, you get to smoke, I mean, eat with me. You know what I'm saying? So we got that buffet going now. So come on through. Check us out. August 17th. Sunday, 2014. It is what it is. For more info and tickets, hit up Sean Tavia at 813-966-2394. It's the Peacock. Turned down for what? Birthday Comedy Jam live at Super D. And my boy will be turned down for what? Sponsored by Kenny Rush, and y'all already know what time it is. Sunday, August 17th, 2014.
Yeah. So make sure y'all come through, man. Y'all hanging out, you know what I'm saying, in Tampa Float Weed next weekend. And come through and have a good time. Let me address this HR446. If y'all have been following me on Facebook, you are one of my email recipients, you know what I'm saying? I have done this blast to get some drum up some support. I need everybody to please Google HR 446. This is a bill that has been brought before the House of Representatives right now before it can get to Congress and the Senate to actually make a decision on it. But this is, people, you already see that it you know, everybody talking noise about Obama, but if you have 400 people that are blatantly being a defective body of government, I don't give a damn if you got 10 presidents. It does not matter. Okay? And the president is not the one that makes decisions. He is advised by a panel of advisors that tell him, hey, I think we should do this. Hey, I think we should do that. Okay, so when you all keep pointing your finger, talking about Obama this, Obama that, no, you need to point the finger at Congress. That is, goddamn, they making all the fucking headlines. It's not like nobody's talking about it. This is the worst damn Congress in the history of the United States. So there is no way you can sit up here and be talking about Obama this, Obama that. Anyways, what I'm looking for a yes vote on, and I need you guys to contact your senators, you know what I'm saying, and for Florida, that's Senator Bill Nelson for the Democrats and Senator Marco Rubio for the Republicans. Both of them located in Washington, D.C. You can hit Senator Bill Nelson up at 202-224-5274. And you can also hit up Senator Marco Rubio at 202-224-3041. I have called both offices, and the only one that really showed some expressed interest was Senator Bill Nelson's office. Not surprising. But what is H.R. 446? Well, it is the National Criminal Justice Commission Act. It's actually of 2013 amendment, because it was, you know, it was another bill. And this is the amendment to that. So what the bill is basically about is the commission is to form a commission, and the commission shall undertake a comprehensive review of all areas of the criminal justice system, including federal, state, local, and tribal, which you need to pay attention now, tribal governments, criminal justice costs, practices, and policies. You know, after conducting a review of the United States criminal justice system as required by Section 5A, which you have to look up, you know, you know, statutes and all that, the commission shall make findings regarding such review and recommendations for changes in oversight, policies, practices, and laws designed to prevent, deter, and reduce crime and violence, reduce recidivism, improve cost-effectiveness, and ensure the interests of justice at every step of the criminal justice system. Problem that we got is we got high rates of incarceration for petty crimes. You know what I'm saying? But then you get out, you can get no rehabilitation, you know. And then you get out and you can't find a job because you can't rehabilitate yourself to understand how to get back into society to function in a place that you weren't doing before. You obviously got yourself into that situation, because if you were working, you know, 9 times out of 10, you wouldn't be out there trying to sell drugs. You wouldn't be out there trying to do robberies and hold people up. You wouldn't have time to throw babies out the motherfucking window. You stupid motherfuckers wouldn't have time to do these dumbass Facebook challenges where you fucking each other up and you fucking yourselves up, you know. All this really ties into what's going on, people. We got an economic, a social, and a judicial problem here in the United States that is so one-sided. I'm talking about, man, if this was a seesaw, we would have been flew up in the air. You know, it's so one-sided, we would have been flew up in the air. So what we need to do, you know, first you need to call your senator, Senator Bill Nelson, Senator Marco Rubio, get them in support of this bill, H.R. 446. It's the National Criminal Justice Commission Act
of 2013. It hasn't even, you know, of course, we have a stagnant and non-working Congress that has, I mean, has been reported in every single headline but the back pages. Inside joke, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, you know, they finna go on break again. They finna take another, shit, 30-day break. I swear these people ain't working up but 3 months out of the whole year. But then everybody sitting here talking about Obama this, Obama that. People, y'all need to wake up. What time it is for us, though, is we need to first get some support for this bill. Second, and I mean this, it's so very important because I seen this chick, you know what I'm saying, they killed a young 17-year-old boy the other day, left him dead in the street. You know what I'm saying? Blood just rolling. You know what I'm saying? This chick, she filming from her doorstep, you know. And bless that man and his family. Bless all of our people that are getting, you know, wrongfully killed under these Klansmen's guns. I don't care if you ain't in no white sheet. You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. They are in business suits. They are in judgeships. They are in law firms. You know, they have you surrounded more than you even know. Okay? So what we need to stop doing is getting on Facebook, man, fuck the police. Fuck that shit. Fuck the shit. No. You need to say fuck yourself for a minute and tighten the hell up, people. Use your intelligence. Okay? I know a lot of strong men out there. But you know what I can do to a strong man? Is I can take a strong man down with a pen. Because if I sit up here and I write something down on this paper, like I say, hey, the dude over there, you know what I'm saying, I will give you, I don't know, $10. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing this on a piece of paper. I give you $10. You go over there, slap that big nigga in his face, you know what I'm saying, knock him down to the ground. If I would have verbally said that out loud, that big nigga would have probably came over and whooped my ass. But pen is mightier than the sword. So don't talk about it. Be about it. Put it on pen. Put it on paper. Get a pen and put it on paper. You understand what I'm saying? It's time to pick up pens, people. She was on the video talking about, you know, fuck the police, kill cops. People, I don't really understand. If I go on Facebook and I say, I want to harm somebody. Just say I want to harm somebody because they already had the dude on there that went to jail, 20-year-old boy, they're talking about some black dude, talking about, you know, if Obama come through my city, he going to get murked. I'm going to murk his ass. I'm going to smoke him like I smoked this weed. Right. Okay, somebody get the paddy wagon for this Baker Act. You know what I'm saying? And that's what time that is. So, you can't get up there and be talking about kill the police. Fuck the police, one thing. But anytime you sit up here and you pose a threat, you put a threat out there towards a group of people, towards an individual, towards anything, you know what you can get and something actually pops off and say people start going out and killing police? Guess what they're going to do? They're going to look up your Facebook information. They're going to backtrack, come to your house and arrest your ass with what? Inciting a motherfucking riot. So damn that, people, okay? This is not the time to be putting your fist up, because half you motherfuckers can't fight, no way. The time that it is, we need to pick up some pens, okay? We need to pick up some pens, and we need to drop some petitions down, and we need to petition our government to move. That is what everybody else, that's what I always hear in the headlines. They petitioning for this, they petitioning for that. This is a petition. Everything gets a petition. So what time do we need to start petitioning? We need to be hitting the streets. It takes a petition just for you to even get your name on the ballot. You have to get a petition. You have to get enough petition signed for you to even be able to be a government employee. Okay, so we need to turn around and reverse that same practice to start petitioning things that we need for our communities, petitioning things that we need for us as a race of people that we are blatantly getting discriminated against. I mean, and the only way that you can fight it is through the power of the pen. That is it. Pen is mightier than the sword, you know. regardless of anything else that you say. The pen is mightier than the sword. So, whoop, there it is, you know. Anyways, right here live on the Starship Smell, I'd probably like to thank y'all for coming through right here on the Sunday Forum Synopsis. You know, once again, I didn't get a chance to call in, but I always do call in and try to put out my two cents on very important issues. And, you know, I'd like to thank the guests for coming through. Appreciate that. Everybody who come through and join the Wrecking the Game radio show. This is what we do. I will be coming back in the full rotation and bringing this thing to you. Thanks to my dog, Baby Powder, Seti Baby Powder Fresh J, for making a 10-month. My boy put me on a rotation, $10 a month, to donate to the TLC Radio Network to, you know, take us to a new platform, people. We're trying to exit the internet and actually purchase an FM antenna so we can get our own dial, get our own call signal and everything. So that is what we need to be doing. That is where the power is. You know what I'm saying? We need to be going to FM, not AM. You know, we need clear voice, and then we need to also link it up with the internet so we can bring a worldly voice to a local tri-county area, which is, if you listen to your radio, they're only reaching the tri-county area. So the three little, you know, as far as here, Florida is concerned, in my surrounding areas, is Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater. That's what you always hear them say, Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater, which is such a farce, because you can listen online, people, to any radio station, and you can call that radio station. You have a cell phone. There's no, you know, exorbitant amount of phone rates and stuff like it used to be, you know what I'm saying, for making long-distance calls. So you can call from anywhere and participate. So just because it's not your community radio, we are all a community when it comes to this world, because we all face the same exact problems and issues, whether it's state to state, city to city, county to county, black, white, Puerto Rican. We all have issues. We all have problems that we must face. And as a community, just as a village, we all must come together in order to make it happen. It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's not a Puerto Rican, Chinese, Bucharest, Mexican, however you want to call it. It is not that. It is just a human thing. And we need to get together, and we need to tighten up. All right. I'm out the building. Once again, I'm dropping this promo. I don't care. I'm 1,000 times. You need VIP passes? Hit me up. I got them on for the low. And that's the way it go. Much love to y'all. Thank you, Lord, for this program. Thank you, Lord, for blessing each and every listener that, you know, hopefully comes and learns something from this broadcast and actually sees beyond the veil of what's going on. And that's real. Peace out, people. This is your boy, Captain Smell, so good, of the Starship Smelly Prize 3013, baby. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel, Goofy Bone, and Miss Computer Lady. It's going down. Peace out.
Yeah, this your boy DJ Smell So Good, Wrecking the Game Entertainment, bringing you to business. Sunday, August 17th, 2014, it is going down live at Super D, 810 East Skagway Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33604. Big Eye Entertainment and Black NASA proudly presenting It Is What It Is, featuring the world famous Hiccup. I'm Not Dead Yet, Turned Down For What? Birthday Comedy Jam. Starring headliner in the building will be Mr. Sean Jones. Y'all see him on BET, Comedy Central, and Def Jam. Also on the lineup is Janet Dollar, Marlon Maxwell, Food Stamp, Motherfucking Patterson. We got live performances coming to you from Man Montana with that smash hit, Stomach In, Ass Out. We also got performing live Mr. Wild Side. Going down real big, Mr. Wild Side. Jay's going to be in the building doing his hit single. Y'all make sure y'all come through. Doors open up at 8 o'clock. Showtime, 9:30 p.m. We'll be live recording in the house, so make sure you come through. It's $25 at the door, $25 in advance for the VIP. If you come through with the VIP, you get to smoke, eat with me. You know what I'm saying? So we got that buffet going now. So come on through. Check us out. August 17th. Sunday, 2014. It is what it is. For more info and tickets, hit up Sean Tavia at 813
866-2394. It's the Peacock.
Turn down for what?
Birthday Comedy Jam live at Super D. And my boy will be turned down for what? Sponsored by Kenny Rush, and y'all already know what time it is. Sunday, August 17th, 2014.